This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, December 16th. God's word to you today is freedom. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 61, verse 7, and it says, "Instead of shame and dishonor, you will enjoy a double share of honor. You will possess a double portion of prosperity in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours." Amen. We are grateful to God for this amazing journey, for dismantling depression, demolishing doubt, for dealing with defeat, and for overcoming and overpowering discouragement. Over the next couple of days, God is going to teach us how to cheer up when our change looks distant. Your life will never remain the same again, in Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs 13, verse 12 says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick." How do I cheer up when God's promise that I'm believing God for looks distant? When my change looks distant, when my promotion looks distant, when my promise of marriage looks distant, when my fruit of the womb looks distant, when the harmony in my marriage looks distant, when my children passing crucial exams looks distant. How do I cheer up when the success of my business looks distant? How do I cheer up when I seem to be at the same spot in the office and the promotion looks distant? How do I cheer up when I'm looking for a job and the job offer looks distant? How do I cheer up? The interesting thing is, when we look at our lives, there are certain aspects that we wish did not exist. There are parts of our lives that we consider too embarrassing. In fact, if we have the editing tool, there are sections of our lives that we would edit out. I have parts that if I could edit out of my life, I probably would. But the interesting thing is that everybody has such embarrassing moments. What would you consider your most embarrassing moment? My most embarrassing moment led to a huge deliverance for me. And this is what God is doing in our lives this season. It is okay if you bedwetted at home. Not like it is entirely acceptable, but we are family. If it happens, we know who did it. We sort it out and move on. Then I had to go to a boarding house, and so I ensured that I got the lower bunk. One certain day, everybody was playing on my friend's bunk, and for some reason I slept there. And the people that slept under woke up with showers of blessings. It was totally embarrassing, and there were junior students in the room. I knew I needed help. I bedwetted till I was 16, and I said to God, even though I was not saved, I said, "If you are there, the one that my grandmother always calls, I'm going to fast for 3 days, and this thing has to stop." I fasted for 3 days, and that was the end of it. God used my embarrassing moment to reveal himself to me that he is real. So it is difficult to convince me that God is not alive. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for rolling away reproach from my life and clothing me with your glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.